Let's, however, start with the Senzo Miyiwa murder trial update. Now, this is important, okay? Cell phone data analyst Gideon Khos says phone records shows that the accused in the Senzo Miyiwa case were in communication with each other. Note it. Khos was testifying on the contents from cell phones that were allegedly found in possession of two of the accused while they were incarcerated. So five men, as you would know, are on trial at the Gauteng High Court in Pretoria for that 2014 murder of the Bafana Bafana captain at the time. Pearl Magumani joins us now to give us the very latest. Pearl, as always, good talking to you, and I'm sure another hectic day for you.
Good afternoon, Ashraf, and to the listeners. Yes, today we heard testimony from Gideon Khos, who's a data analyst, and the phones that he reviewed allegedly belong to two of the accused and were seized while they were incarcerated. Now, this is work that was carried on from data analyst Stain, who testified last year in the trial. However, he's gone on retirement, and Gideon just takes over from that and was here to update the court on his findings. And one of the things that he was able to pick up from analyzing the data is that the accused have been in communication with each other. And, you know, the numbers that he had picked up were numbers that Brigadier Geninda, who's the lead investigating officer, went to verify and check. And it was found that they had been in communication with each other. This is contrary to what they had said in the beginning of the trial, when they all denied knowing each other and said that, you know, they were put together and only knew about each other when they got to court. So it proves, well, these new records now prove that they actually have a relationship prior to the killing. And even during while they were incarcerated, we've heard that there was some communication to other inmates while they were still imprisoned. They were still communicating with each other.
And I take it that's quite significant, isn't it?
Yes, it is, given the fact that, you know, they said that, one, they were not together on a set date and they did not have any relations to each other. So now this brings to question the fact that, you know, are they friends? Are they, you know, people that, you know, organize this crime together and so forth? So I think it just cements or strengthens the state's case in the sense that they all came together and were together allegedly on the fateful night when Miyiwa was shot and killed.
So bottom line, no coincidence. I mean, I think that's what they were trying to determine, right? Anything else come up?
Yes, the state also questioned the host about a conversation between one of the accused, Sisokuhle Ntuli, with Kelly Khumalo. We heard from Stain last year that Ntuli did communicate with Kelly Khumalo allegedly using that handset. And what Stain has confirmed is that that conversation allegedly happened in August of 2014. Miyiwa was killed in October that same year, and they had a conversation that lasted about 2 minutes. And however, you know, the defense has questioned the method that was used to verify the calls, one being Truecaller, saying that somebody can just take a SIM card and register it as, you know, with a different number and rename it on Truecaller. So therefore, it can be, you know, said for sure that that handset or those numbers or SIM cards that were used belonged to the accused. And now we've adjourned, and he's expected back on the stand just to continue with cross-examination from the defense.
Okay, shall we leave it at that? Anything else?
No, I think that is all that came out from today, okay. And we shall see what comes up from tomorrow's cross-examination from the defense attorney.
And if that's the case, we're bound to talk to you then. Pearl Magubane, SABC News reporter. And let's see how that case finally reaches its logical conclusion, if I can say that.